anybody else. This song is called Mathra. You're listening to WPGU 107.1. Thank you for tuning in to WPGU 107.1. This is Live and Loud. Our next song is called A Scar Aims. aka the McRib. Shout out to Isaac Arms. you for tuning in to WPGU 107.1. This is Live and Loud, and we're Jarring from Champaign-Urbana. And our next song is A2 Part 2.
My mom's listening. Tomorrow's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Donna.
Well, it's like really birthday.
Tomorrow.
They're in California right now.
But she's listening?
Oh, yeah, she's actually listening. She texted me. She's like, hey, like, I'm going to be on a plane at 7 p.m. And that's what she's listening right now, California. So, yeah.
The song goes out to Donna.
Don't. No, the song is...
Just play the song.
Are you waiting?
This song is called Into the Sink. We're Jarring. Thanks for listening to WPGU 107.1. This is Live and Loud. Thank you. Hey, we're Jarring. You're listening to WPGU 107.1. This is Live and Loud, and our last song is Now. It's called Eden. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. That was jarring. Yeah, we're going to take a quick music break, and then we're going to have a quick interview with these guys. So stick around, The National, here on WPGU 107.1.
Welcome back to WPGU 107.1. This is Loud and Local. Although, I think when you were introducing it, you said live and local. But I think that works. Or live and loud.
I think I said live and loud.
I think that works too. That's like, yeah, those are both true statements.
Oh.
But false, yeah, this is loud and local. My name is Nick Hill, subbing in for Camellia this week. She couldn't make it back to town in time, but it's all right. The show must go on. And we've just had Jarring on the air. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves again real quick? Just go around in a circle and say what instrument you play.
I'm Maddie. I just played the piano and drums sometimes.
I'm Dave, and I play the guitar.
I'm Sharon, and I sing, and when we're not doing acoustic, I usually play bass, too.
Okay, sweet. And I remember seeing you guys at a house show not too long ago, and when you played there, it sounded nothing like what it was right now.
Yeah.
So, like, what's your approach when you're playing at a live venue, like a house show, versus something like this? I don't know if you've done anything like this before, but, like, what's your performance like? Like, how do you perform your music for those who haven't seen you live before?
Loud as possible, as much feedback as possible.
I always describe my singing as crying.
Yeah, just try to thrash as much as possible. I had a lifetime goal of wanting to knock a cymbal completely off my drum set, and that finally happened a couple months ago.
Nice, congrats.
And it was pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird playing acoustic because I have, like, a lot of distortion and compression, and so, like, everything I play sounds, like, really, really cool and, like, loud and, like, in your face, but when I play acoustic, it's just, like, ding, 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 ding.
Still cool. I was listening, I could just feel myself getting lost in the, when you're just, like, layering and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was cool. So what would you guys describe your sound as? I'm sure you've been asked this question a lot of times. You guys have your elevator pitch down. What would you describe it as?
Whenever I talk to, like, my relatives, I say it's punk, but it's not punk.
I feel like I am Chinese American, so when I describe it to my relatives who are immigrants from China, I just say rock.
I think Bummer Jams is the most, like, proper tag for it.
I think that's a great description, too.
Yeah.
Just, like, jamming out but being sad at the same time.
Yeah.
So... because the music is so sad, does it mainly come from, like, personal experience, or is these just stories you come up with together? Like, where's the inspiration for your songs?
A lot of personal experience from my end, and I know Maddie does too. Sometimes he helps me write, because I do get writer's block a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, it's personal experience. I wish we could be, like, super creative and create this elaborate story.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, like, half of what we write is just stolen from more creative people than us.
Isn't that all art?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
And so do you find yourselves, like, writing the lyrics to a song first and then coming up with the music, or music first that inspires the lyrics?
Normally it's like...
music first.
Yeah,
normally I'll just be in my room and I'll... Well, I guess this is mostly last year when my girlfriend was studying abroad in Spain. I, like, did nothing. Like, all I did was just, like, go to class and go back home. And then I would just play guitar for, like, a ton of time. And I sort of, like, create, like, riffs in a certain key or a certain style. Like, oh, I'll try this tuning, or, oh, I'll, like, try to play in this key. And then I'll kind of make, like five or so riffs. And I kind of try to construct a song out of it. And then that's when I bring it to these guys. And then they're like, oh, that part wasn't very good, you shouldn't play that. Or, like, that part was really cool, you should put that here. And then we get the song structure down, and then it's lyrics after that.
Okay, cool. And it's, like, just jam sessions, and then songs come out of that?
Very usually, extensive jam sessions of us wanting to pull our hair out sometimes.
Yeah, we've had, like, songs that we sat on for, like, 6 months to a year before, like, actually putting them out into, like, the concerts. Or we just never played them, and they never saw the light of day.
That's cool. You're letting them age.
Yeah, a little bit.
So Camellia loves to ask this question, but who are each of your guys' musical inspirations? This is her favorite question to ask. So, because she's not here, I'm asking it for
you.
You
guys go first.
I got like 90, so Matt, you can go first.
All right. So I'd say, like, musically, my, like, the things that inspire me the most are, I guess, two artists in particular are LCD Sound System, and Jason Molina. I was talking to Dave about this the other day. Like, the whole idea that, like, those two artists have where their dynamics aren't, like, it's not, like, a binary state. It's just, like, it starts at one level and not much changes, but by the end of the song, it's just become, like, 100 times more intense without, like, changing much at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like something I really admire in songwriting. Mm-hmm. And then just all different kinds of jazz were, like, big influences for me. Sort of like the fusion jazz of the past, like, couple decades where they started to play around with time signatures more is where we got a lot of our math rock influences from.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So for me, I'd say, like, one of my biggest influences is Japan Droids. They, it's a duo from Canada, and they have, just, like, a guitar and drums that's just really, really insane and rocky, and, like, pretty much everything I learned on guitar stems from Japan Droids, because they have a lot of really cool chords and do a lot of really cool stuff, and they're very raucous and rowdy, and I really like that. And
they're playing Pitchfork this year, right?
Oh, yeah. They're playing Pitchfork, okay, cool. Yeah. I'm really bummed. I actually missed their gig when they came through Chicago, because I picked up the new album, and I was like, this is the greatest album I've listened to my entire life. But yeah, Japan Droids. And also a lot of math rock, too. I've been getting in a lot of, like, Delta Sleep and stuff like that, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think for me as a whole, just influentially, like, why I'm the musician I am today, this is really cliche, but I'm going to say Paramore. I think they're, like, the first band I was like, oh, girls can do this too. I don't have to be Avril Lavigne. and then right now, I guess, like, musically when writing, Bright Eyes lyrically definitely is a huge influence on me, and then Balance and Composure, except I don't think they're a band anymore.
R.I.P.
RIP.
I saw them, like, 8 months ago. Really.
They just, like...
They're doing, like, a trap now.
What?
Trap.
Yeah. They just, like, never post on Facebook, and they're like, oh, we have an album coming out. I'm like, okay, you haven't
Justin
said anything.
Justin Timberlake's trap country album, though? that's my inspiration.
That's the next generation they're going to be influenced by. Trap country.
Yeah.
And so did you guys grow up, like, classically trained in music? Like, high school band, or like what's your musical background?
We were all in high school band together and marching band.
Marching doesn't count. Marching band is not.
Yeah, that was.
We were in like a really not legit marching band.
But we all met school. In marching band
yeah.
that summer.
Yeah,
we
did. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then that's where the band formed, or was
yeah.
that later
yeah.
on?
Yeah, I think me and Dave were like, he was new in town. He's a year younger than us. We were talking about indie music. And I mentioned I really like Tokyo Police Club, and we just geeked out over that because no one else really listened to them in high school.
They're an amazing band.
Yeah.
I actually just realized I'm wearing a marching band t-shirt right now. Santa Clara Vanguard.
Wow.
Yeah, marching band, even though our marching band was pretty bad, mm-hmm. It's been a big influence on my drumming, especially like the rock drummers who incorporate that stuff
yeah,
into their drumming,
yeah.
like the guy from Block Party. Black Party was another big influence for us.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. A real quick question about, I was looking at your Bandcamp, and there's like a dog in two of the photos.
That's my dog.
Okay, so there's two dogs, Matt.
Oh, there might be some photos of Dave's dog, too.
Yeah, so I have a dog named Nacho.
Great name.
Yes. Well, her name is actually Charlie. but she's a girl, and I was telling my mom, I was like, I really don't want to, my dog is like, it's Charlie, like, I feel like that's like a really cool name, like, it should be a dog name. So I started calling her Nacho, and then I was sick for like 3 days right when we got her, so I just ingrained into her brain the name Nacho.
We like Nacho. Called her Nacho because she's a corgi poo, apparently.
She's not, we need to get a DNA test, because
okay.
we have a certificate saying that she's a certain breed of dog, but she's not. Like, we brought her into a vet, and they're like, that's not what she is.
Well, she's part corgi, and yes. she had these adorable, like, big corgi ears and her small puppy body, so they looked like Nachos to us.
But yeah, but that's just one dog in the Jarring family. The other dog is Matt's dog.
Yeah, her name is Juno, and she's a mini Australian Shepherd. She was like half the size of every other dog in her litter, so she's really small and adorable.
She's our poster child.
Yes.
Nice. Making use of the puppy clickbait.
Honestly, yeah. That's
no one's complaining about that. That's yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer it that way, actually.
Honestly, we had like a very like heated discussion about whether we wanted like our album cover to be puppy clickbait. Like we couldn't decide what we wanted it to be, and I was like, no one will like be upset if it's a dog. And then Sharon was like, but lots of bands use dogs as clickbait for their albums.
It's like, let's be one of them.
I was like, yeah, I'm fine being that band.
Yeah, I think no one has a problem with that. So are your plans right now just to stay local, play more house shows, or like what's the next year looking like for Jarring?
It's
up in the air.
Yeah,
me and Sharon are graduating.
Well, I might be here for grad school.
It's like really, it's really up in the air. There's no good way to describe it. But essentially, Matt and Sharon are graduating this year, and Matt's probably gonna move away. Sharon might stay here. I'm gonna be here another year. So
I'd say for now, the situation is our last like full band show is gonna be on 420.
Yes.
not like a 420 party, but
well, I mean, it's a party on 420.
Yeah.
And
I think the event page like kind of memed it out to be 420 also.
The marijuana.
And then we have another one of these like acoustic type shows a few days after that, and I think that'll be it for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe like sometime in May and June, I think we're going to record a couple more songs that we have brewing and just put them out for fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So but that means listeners, you better catch them soon.
Yeah. So the shows that we have are next weekend, we're playing in Bloomington with our friends, the Fromps.
We just released a split with them.
Yes.
Cool.
It's April 7th in Bloomington. And then next weekend we're playing Friday the 13th. April 13th, we're playing in Peoria. And then 420, we're playing a show in Champaign. So it's like the final show, basically. Oh, and I think I can talk about it. The Split Retirement Party, which is like a really sick band. And they're coming through. So, yeah.
That's the show on 420?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, got
420
it.
420 Retirement Party.
So which do you like performing more? The more like house show, like intense extreme shows, or the more intimate like low-key kind of like this type of shows?
Oh, I love house shows. They're the most fun thing in the world.
I mean, I love house shows, but I've been sick for like the past two.
yeah.
Like very ill.
Yeah, I think you were sick at the one that I went to.
I'm so sorry if I gave anyone the stomach flu.
No, you gave everybody the stomach flu. It's everyone after that was like, I feel really sick for some reason. It's like, yeah, because we were in like a heated basement with the lead singer of a band coughing on everybody.
That's the risk you take when you go to a house show.
We played like a 7-minute set with like three songs in the chairs. Like, I'm done.
I was sick on tour, and I gave your girlfriend.
And me.
And you? Okay, apparently stay away from me.
So you mentioned you have recorded music out. Are all the songs you played today recorded on your Bandcamp?
No. So we have a song. Nick Arger, we gave him the opportunity to name our song, and he called it Salted Pickles. So that's the one song we played. It was the first song we opened with.
Yeah.
And that one's not recorded yet, but we're probably going to record it over the summer and see what happens.
Okay, cool. And I can't end this interview without asking the classic question about the name Jarring. Where did it come from? Is there a story, or is it just a name?
Yeah.
I had no part in that, so I can't answer that question.
I think freshman year me... No, wait. I took...
acid and then...
Whoa.
No.
Slow down.
Don't do drugs, kids. I was taking a class. I think it was like the throwaway anthropology of death class, and our professor had this, she's like this old lady, she had a really thick New York accent. She was just kind of senile. And she just kept saying something was very jarring. It's so jarring, and it just stuck with me. I'm like, yo, that's a sick word. That could be a band name.
Jarring.
And we actually ended up using it.
And now it is a band name.
Yeah.
Now it is.
It's kind of nice because I feel like the word jarring is like used so infrequently that like you can associate a band name with the word more than you associate the actual like word with it.
Right.
But it's also like used frequently enough to come up in like conversation sometimes. So like there are times like where I'll be reading an article and I'll be like, this is so jarring, and I'll just like have like my mind do like
do
a
you know what
and
I,
be like
also I feel like other people
are
think
they talking
of like
about us?
Yeah, right.
Jarring things, and we have a song called Salted Pickles now, so maybe if people look that up, it'll go to a pickling block.
also, we've had several people heckle us at shows, and like after we played like a really like good song, like we played it well, and they're like, that wasn't jarring at all. That was a really nice song.
Yeah,
it was
like
wow, never heard that one before.
Ha. Yeah.
Yeah, so step up your pun game, guys.
Cool. So is there anything, you guys mentioned the shows that are coming up. Is there other places where listeners can find your music, follow you for updates?
Yes. So
title.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So my friend has,
I think we are.
My friend has a title subscription, and like I told him to look it up, but then his subscription like ended, and so he couldn't look it up.
James,
I really wanted to see.
Sleeping on us.
But yeah, around Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes. I think we're on, we did like Root Note. I selected all the options but SoundCloud. So every place but SoundCloud, hopefully by this point.
Do you want to become a trap band?
No, never.
Maybe.
Yeah. 1 year goes by. I'm getting my words. I'm a trap band now.
And any social medias or anything for updates? Like, where can listeners go to see?
Yeah. So
mostly
we post on Facebook a lot. We also have Instagram.
You can't post on Facebook anymore, though. It's not cool.
Right. They're gonna steal
your information. Our livelihood.
Yeah. I've actually been doing a test where I talk about certain places to go, like places to eat. Or like objects, and see like if it'll come up in my advertisements, and that actually happened for Burger King. I just spoke the word Burger King a bunch of times in front of my phone, and then like a day later, I got Burger King.
Did the Ford trucks come in yet?
No, yeah.
GroupMe
so then
doesn't steal any information. Yeah.
So yeah, in GroupMe, I was just texting about Ford trucks all the time, and I was like, I want a Ford truck, and they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, I want a Ford truck, and I didn't get any Ford truck advertisements. Not yet.
So GroupMe is safe.
Maybe so far it is.
That's my theory.
Okay. Which is like really surprising.
I think solid encryption from GroupMe.
Yeah, the more you know.
But yeah, and then my girlfriend has an Amazon Echo, so I always just shout like Dairy Queen, Dairy Queen, all the time.
I just get Dairy Queen ads all the time. All right, yeah. Well, thank you, Jarring, for coming down. This was awesome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Any last words? I feel like I've asked that three times, but
thank you for having us. This is great. Happy birthday, Donna.
Happy Easter. Happy April Fools.
Yeah. Now
what?
Right.
Nah, it's Easter.
That's true.
That is true.
We already said that.
All right. Good note to end on. This has been Loud and Local on WPGU. My name is Nikhil here with Jarring. Thanks for tuning in. Catch us next week, Sunday at 7 p.m.